Backup arrives. I don't want anyone trampling through here before we've got what we need. Then, get a statement from the people who found him. Righto, sir. And you might put in another call to the yard and find out where the hell the photographer's got to. We're losing the light and I want every detail of that scene.
I'll get on to it straight away.
Parkin hurried back to the group, and Penrose waited, while he ushered an elderly couple with a cocker spaniel and two smartly dressed women towards the porch. He looked around, noticing that he was in one of the very oldest parts of the churchyard. Without exception, the headstones were worn and fragile, victims of both weather and age. And there was something poignant about the way in which these once so solid markers of a person's life had faded with their memory. The tomb that had brought him here was tucked away from the main path, sheltered by ancient yew trees and a tangle of branches overhead. And behind it, the ground began to slope away towards the boundary wall. It had obviously been restored in recent years because the flat stone slab was now raised to a height of 18 inches or so, on a foundation of modern bricks. The combination of old and new, red and grey, jarred to Penrose's eye, and he noted that the ivy, the only thing uniting the two, had been roughly torn away. The slab, as Parkin had mentioned, now lay at an angle to the foundations, partially revealing the horror within. He moved closer and stood silently by the vicar's side, looking down at the flash of grey-blonde hair matted with blood, the clenched fist with its distinctive ring, the fingers scraped almost literally to the bone. The dead man's face was hidden from view, but Penrose didn't doubt that the Reverend Turner's imagination had defied the mercy of the stone.
"Who on earth could do this to another human being?" the vicar asked quietly.
Penrose had no answer, and didn't insult the question by trying to offer one.
"I don't suppose I should admit this," Turner continued, "but I've struggled to find God in some of the parishes I've been given. He's never let me down here, though. Not until now."
"Did you know Mr. Laxborough well?"
"Dr. Laxborough. He was always very particular about that."
The vicar moved away from the grave, seemingly glad to pass responsibility for the body to someone more familiar with the violence to which it testified. He met Penrose's eyes for the first time.
"It's funny. I was just wondering that myself when you arrived."
"And what did you decide?"
"I suppose I'd have to say that I didn't really know Stephen at all, even though we'd worked together for years. He was a private man, neither easy to warm to nor to take against. In fact, now I think about it, I can't remember a single conversation in all that time that wasn't in some way connected to our work."
"So he'd been here a long time?"
"Oh, yes. He was already well established at St. John's when I arrived in 32. I gather he settled in Hampstead after the war. The church has an excellent tradition of music going back to Henry Willis, but Stephen was thought to be one of the finest performers we've ever had. He was very well respected."
"But not liked," Penrose thought, reading between the lines.
"When did you last see him?"
"At Evensong on Sunday. We'd just moved the service to its earlier time, like we always do, ready for the winter, and we were supposed to be sitting down afterwards to discuss the music for the forthcoming month. But Stephen had to cancel. He didn't say why."
"And how did he seem?"
Turner shrugged. "Businesslike, bordering on brusque, but there was nothing unusual in that. He lived his life like he played his music, precisely, professionally, and with rarely a note out of place."
The comment was insightful. Most people, when asked to describe the victim of a recent murder, were inclined to exaggerate the positive, and Penrose wondered if the vicar's refusal to sentimentalise his opinion of his colleague said more about him or about the deceased.
"Was he married?"
he asked. "No, he lived alone, except for a housekeeper.